So when we look at the epidemiologic curve, the epidemic curve, what we're looking for with this data source is not to quantify all the cases. We've already done that. That's already been reported. The curve is then utilized to give a better understanding of when cases would be occurring, when declines would have begun to be seen. So you're not having the impression that the cases are speeding up when they're actually beginning to slow down. So the epi curve helps you to understand when in time cases would have occurred. It helps you to understand a pattern, but it's not the tool that we're using to give the full numbers. So there are no missing cases. The cases have been reported. The epi curve then shows you a pattern. It gives you a better idea of when that would have happened using a corroborating data source.